All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. It's Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Thursday, and it's going to be an open forum. So we invite your comments and add your nickels and dimes to the marketplace of ideas if you have any. That hotline's number is made available to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors. It's roofing and gutters, siding, windows, anything dealing with the exterior of your home, they can repair, replace, install, upgrade, make better, fix. That's what they do. Give them a call, 326-2755, Erico 601. All right, folks, it is an open forum. I've got some things and getting off my test. You know, you get, at the end of the day, this show's about me and what I think on any particular day, okay? But again, you can add your nickels and dime. You know, our good friend Donut, he had called in yesterday, and then he freezes up. So he hung up saying, oh, man, you went to break. I'll give it, let you have it. Yeah, whatever. But I understand the pressure of dealing with the strong man can be somewhat challenging for you knuckleheads out there, and you know who you are. But anyway, folks, good news coming out of Florida on behalf of our beloved President Donald J. Trump, who, by the way, is a real president. In fact, the best president this country's ever seen, bar none. None. You know, down there is a trial. He's on trial there. He's been indicted for mishandling top secret documents. And the judge in that case is a Trump appointee, but just somebody who's fair-minded. Her name is Judge Aileen Cannon. They held a hearing today on that trial on Trump's lawyer's motion to dismiss the case altogether. So I'll just read you. This is a clip from Julie Kelly, and I don't know where she's on, X, I guess. And I guess she's just a private citizen handicapping what happened. And I would agree with her. As a matter of fact, when I heard about the hearing taking place, I said, this is good for our beloved president. New from the Florida courthouse in Trump's classified document case, the Robert Hur report and testimony is the biggest elephant in the room, folks. The term arbitrary enforcement used frequently by both the defense and Judge Aileen Cannon in that courtroom. Now, Robert Hur's report was the one that he was at before a hearing in Congress, I think Tuesday and Wednesday. And Robert Hur did not indict the corrupt pedophile Chinese turncoat Joe Biden for his crimes of stealing classified documents. Really, you can't. The fact that he was the vice president had no business with the documents, period. He didn't have any immunity that he could call upon. Just the fact that he was playing crazy. So they chose not to indict him because they didn't think he could stand charges because he was not mentally sufficient to do that. So that testimony in the report was used by Judge Aileen Cannon in the Trump case. But let me go on, and I will get to that. Judge Cannon hammered the fact that no former president or vice president has ever been charged under the Espionage Act for taking and keeping classified records, including national defense information, which represents 32 counts against Trump in Jack Smith's indictment. The prediction is that Cannon won't dismiss the case based on the motions debated today. Which would be the motions debated today was the vagueness of the Espionage Act and protections under the Presidential Records Act. But it's very likely she will dismiss the case based on selective prosecution, a motion still pending before her. The judge pressed both defense and special counsel to explain when the crime of willful retention of national defense information begins. The judge noted the date in Jack Smith's indictment as to when Trump first violated the Espionage Act was, Okay, she noted that was January 20, 2021, the day he left office. Now, why that's important, when presidents change, when they transition out of the office of the presidency, the National Archives comes in there weeks before helping the departing president to sort out all the things that has to be, you know, kept in top secret, yada, yada, yada. The National Archives does that. They send their staff over to help out. The National Archives refused to send anyone over to help President Trump do the very same thing they helped every other previous president in the past, I think going back 50 years when they first started doing that. The National Archives first took over that task. They refused President Trump that service. So he just said, okay, let me get my crap, I'm out of here. So they set him up from day one. Jay Bratt, representing the special counsel office, attorney Jay Bratt, confirmed the crime began that day because as a former president, he was entitled to retain the documents. Cannon, the judge, asked for historical precedent as to when a former president or vice president faced charges for similar conduct of leaving the Oval Office. Bratt, of course, said there is none because they set President Trump up. The judge added, vice president on numerous occasions for a reason in her questioning of the special counsel. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, they all skated on criminal charges, but Trump is the only one who has not skated, the only one who's been charged. Why is that, special counsel? Martha? The judge answered, is it arbitrary enforcement? And that arbitrary enforcement phraseology is featured throughout the hearing today by the judge. Judge Cannon also addressed the foreseeability as to Trump's awareness that he was committing a crime by keeping the classified national defense information. Now, remember, the National Archives, which kicked off this investigation, so-called, of President Trump, saying that he retained these documents, refused to go in as they've done with all the other presidents and help them sort through all that. You hear that, Gus? You hear that, Barbara Mike? But see, people who don't care about fairness, only about their own ego and their sense of virtue, their, as who was that? Comey said, being enamored with their own sense of rectitude. Here's the judge again. Given the constellation of what happened before, meaning no criminal prosecution of former presidents, including Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and Vice President Cannon, suggests that Trump could have reasonably expected he was in the clear, right? Martha? Also of interest, the attorney for the special counsel claiming that there is no official process for a president to obtain or keep a security clearance. His argument is Trump's clearance automatically expired at the end of this term, which contradicts how former government officials maintain clearances long after their services ended. That's what the judge made note of. Trump's elimination of John Brennan's clearance was raised, but there's a problem. The Department of Energy, learning of Smith's indictment against President Trump in the summer of 2023, retroactively revoked Trump's security clearance. So anything that he'd done back to the time he left office would be in violation because they revoked his clearance retroactively. You know, that's what the Realtors Association did to me, but that's another story. Bratt says the government has emails and a draft memo to revoke Trump's clearance. This is Bratt is the attorney for his special counsel, Jack Smith. Judge Cannon noted, okay, but if there's no formal process for authorizing or removing a president's security clearance, why did the Department of Energy need to memorialize it post-indictment? The attorney for the special counsel, Marfa? He didn't have an answer. Folks, that case is going to get thrown out on its face. Bam! Trump's whooping them all! Now let's get to the D.C. case. Dark Country. Chocolate City. Where Judge Chirkaron, or whatever her name is, again, another black female with a chip on her shoulder, a foreigner like Joy Reid. You know, Joy Reid is Gambian. Her dad's Gambian and her mother's from Guyana. I knew that girl didn't look like no regular Negro to me. There's just something about her. You know, I was tempted to wave a banana in that girl's face, see how she reacts. Like Eddie Murphy said, she's going to climb a tree, though. I don't care, y'all get mad. Whatever. Here's the deal. Judge Chirkaron, the judge in the D.C. trial, this is the trial in which Trump is being charged with J6 insurrection. For activities he did to, peaceful transfer of power, some kind of crap. That's going to get thrown out. Because the Supreme Court has already ruled that if the president was operating under the authority vested in him by the Constitution, which he was, and in addition to that, the president that preceded Donald J. Trump, the gay guy from Kenya, you know who I'm talking about, Big Mike's girl, put in place an executive order instructing the office of the president to investigate to the nth degree any inkling of election interference or voter fraud. It gave no boundaries in order for him to carry out that mandate. So if he wanted to call the Secretary of State down there in Georgia, he was well within his right to do so. Folks, the only man in America who has been following the Constitution, following the law, doing the right thing when nobody was looking, that's called good character, is Donald John Trump. A perfect idol for young kids. Someone that you can look up to, Donut Head, aside from me. So, after Trump whoops all these charges and regains his position at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he will get the run again after he wins this time. We're giving him a third term simply because he was done wrong. He was ripped off. He was stolen. His elections were. He's going to be made whole. And America's going to be made better. America's going to be made great again. Whether you like it or not. So now you heard the good news for today. Donald Trump is going to be just fine. And of course, in the case of Fast Fannie, tomorrow the judge is going, he said he's going to release his ruling as to whether or not he's going to keep Fast Fannie the grip on the case. If Fannie stays on the case, Donald Trump has great, and the 19 have great grounds for appeal. If she gets thrown off the case, justice would have restored some equilibrium to itself down there in Georgia. But what has come out is that Fannie, representative of too many black boss ladies in 2024, is corrupt, immoral, and for all intents and purposes, just a whore. I know you shouldn't say that, but she shouldn't be that. She brought this on herself. And now it comes to light that the money that she was raining down on Nate the Snake Pipe, old Pipe got all them prosecutors over there in the metro area on his payroll. Man, he pushing them girls into program mode up in there, admin. And they making it rain on the boy. Well, it turns out the money she went to the Fulton County Board of Supervisors for, the commissioners. She said she went to the board. Well, she told them, I'm coming here on behalf of the peoples of Fulton County. I need a little money. I need a little something. Because I need to prosecute these Negroes. They're running amok here in Fulton County. I'm putting everybody in jail. You're like, Judge Pigmeat Markham. So, They gave her $5 million to reduce the backlog of cases in Fulton County. Guess what she did with that $5 million? She made a booty call with it. Ring. Hello? Nate, that's Fanny. I got that bag. I'll be right there. And all you could hear was screeching tires. Headed down to Hapeville, Georgia. Nate went down there, put old Fanny in program mode. Fanny said, what you need, Nate? Nate said, I don't know. Got about a meal for a brother. Nate, I'll pay you $500 an hour. Oh, girl, where my tip? She said, where my tip? Nate the snake. Then come to find out, Nate was kicking with the DA over in Cobb County. Nate, I'm telling you, that boy must be, he pledged wrong, didn't he? But he pledged Kappa? No, he a Q dog. He's got to be an honorary Q. Walt, do y'all claim this boy? Our number, 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is What It's Thursday. Also, I want to remind you, folks, my good friends over at My Pure Air Consultants. Are you suffering from allergies that should have gone away? You know, there's a certain time of year you get a little relief, but you're not getting any more relief for whatever reason. You find that odd? Well, did you know the average home collects about 40 pounds of dust each year? And the bigger the home, the more the dust. Local business, Pure Air, My Pure Air Consultants can solve that problem for you. That's right, folks. Pure Air Consultants, their duct cleaning service can rid your home of the dust, dirt, debris that might get caught in your air ducts. That can eliminate the mold, fungi, and microbes that might be growing inside your ductwork, polluting the air you breathe. Folks, additionally, they can the buildup of debris in your lint in your clothes dryer. Same thing can happen. That bacterial growth will start in there. And then all you know is that you're not getting no satisfaction. But you've been living in this house all these years. You never had any problems. Well, what you have, that dust has reached critical mass. The mold and fungi has reached critical mass. So something's going to have to be did about that situation. And who's going to do something? My Pure Air Consultants. MyPureAirConsultants.com is the web presence. Or call them directly. 939-7420 air code 601. And if you mentioned and you heard about it on WYAB 1039 FM, $100 off the duct cleaning service. So check it out today, mypureairconsultants.com. Let's go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, sir? What's happening, Kim?
What's up, brother?
Look, man, I don't know if you know, maybe one of your listeners may know, if the governor, has anybody heard if the governor is going to put out a emergency declaration for all the dead trees. Man, I'm putting out money like crazy.
I had not heard that is the case, but you know, Donna Yao was here, and she was telling us that back in January, I think it was, that anticipate a lot of dead trees from the drought and the beetles. And So how many have you had to remove?
I've had to remove two, and I had to get one. I got some really big oaks.
Right.
And I had to get one.
Uh-oh. We lost him. Uh-oh. The pine tree beetle lobby has gotten him. You know, Jameson, late morning host, I think he said he had to remove about 40 trees. So, yeah, it is a problem out there. And, you know, there's a bill in the legislature that's causing a lot of consternation amongst the tree removal service people, and that is this whole dumping law that they're trying to put on the books. It could very well adversely affect their pocketbook, and we're looking to get somebody in there who's authority who want to talk about it from the tree service standpoint. So if you guys got a representative who want to come in there and give us the skinny on why you're concerned about it, we'd be glad to have you in at any point you want to talk about it. But some of these problems, you know, you hear me talking about the trash in Jackson. There's an approach to it. it's the long term approach is people just done got used to being nasty, and we're gonna have to shame up out of there and put something on them in terms of either fines, fees, or put them out there picking it up. But that we're gonna be doing a show on that. But to you, people who do tree removal and all that, and have to dump the trees and all that. Let me know what your concern is about that potential legislation. I don't know if it even made it out of committee. If it did, let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
So the judge in the Fannie Mae Willis case didn't come to a conclusion yet.
Tomorrow is what he promised, by the 14th. No, by the 15th. I'm sorry. Yeah, 15th.
What's taking so long? I just don't get it.
Well, he said he wanted to go over all the case law, and it was pointed out that the guy is only 34 years old. I thought he was older than that.
Really?
He's a young guy. So he is. He still has a little enthusiasm as a relatively young attorney, wanting to get it right because he's got another 30 years to practice possibly. So, you know, this is the thing is, if he does the right thing, of course, in all black, predominantly black Fulton County, where Atlanta is going to be majority of the vote, if that's part of the district, he's probably going to get turned out because they got Jesse Jackson's successor to the Rainbow Push Coalition, Mantle, is running against him. So, you know, you got all the vote fraud that would come along with that get out the vote effort that would be associated with that organization. So we're going to if this guy does the right thing and follows the law, he's going to have a bright career amongst the people who can actually pay the bills. You know, black folks love on you, boy, but you will go hungry fooling my people. I'm telling you.
Yeah, chances are they'll just go with that name, Jesse Jackson Jr. Is that what you said?
Well, no, he is he's not. He's not Jesse's relatives. He's the heir. He's the heir to the Mantle. Jesse, you know, as you know, retired from the
race hustler.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's a certified race hustler.
Go with the race hustler anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Rules
absolutely.
Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're still mired in the flesh. We're race idolaters, and that's part of the problem in the black community is that we worship race as opposed to worshiping God, and we look at church as basically just a social organization in too many instances.
Yeah, Jason Whitlock's constantly pointing that out as well, as you know, because it is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well do the right thing since you're going to be kicked out anyway. And you might as well just go ahead and do it, and you know, put your big boy pants on, and do the right thing. And because you can't have this woman blatantly saying, "Got your pants, cash.
Mm-hmm.
You keep that much cash in you all the time. Where'd you get it from? My blood, sweat, and tears. Where's the receipt? I don't have it. Where's the receipt that she gave the cash? I don't have it." Okay, nothing wrong here. That's what you do. That's what you got to do, there, guy. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You willing to do that? Which I mean, many of them are. They're Democrats and all.
Well, given what I saw in the trial, his behavior in the trial, it looks like he really was straining to try to. I mean, he did give Fannie a lot of leeway when she barged into the courtroom and wanted to testify. But I think that. At the end of the day, this guy is going to do the right thing. His name is going to go down because he's not going to curry favor with black folks. I'm just telling you that now. You know, you see what you could give birth to a black child and be 100% white and male and breastfeed him on camera. And black folks won't be impressed. They'll say, what's your next act? Ask Trump.
And of course, I love a train of thought there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge would get overturned. Yeah, this would get overturned on appeal anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious what he knows. Because he knows this is a sham, and it's going to get overturned on appeal. But he can be like those that, one in Chicago. Yeah, I know it's going to get overturned in a few months, but I'm going to tell my kid about the ballots right now anyway.
That's right. Get my 15 minutes.
He's going to overturn a few days, but what are you doing? I want to be out there showing I'm against Trump. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you get overturned a few days later. Yeah, you did a whole lot. People will remember you now.
Well, you know, and see, that's the whole thing of where we are as a nation, but particularly where we are as black people. You know, whether we want to accept it or not, I know we're full of ourselves. We done come a long way, baby, yada, yada, yada. But right and wrong still matters. The universal laws of the universal spiritual laws have not gone away simply because we are woke now. And we're going to have to learn that lesson the hard way, it seems like.
I didn't get to hear your first part during your show. I just saw the tail end of it. What were you saying about the other trial?
Yeah, down there in Florida, Judge Cannon was showing great skepticism to the arguments being advanced by Special Counsel Jack Smith about Trump not having the authority to declassify records, or because she asked the Jack Smith attorney for the special counsel. She said, now, so when did Trump start violating this Espionage Act? Well, the day he left office. Well, you know, as I was pointing out, the National Archives normally would help a president transition back to civil society, would come in and help them pack up the boxes, make sure everything that was top secret or whatever was properly accounted for and placed properly. They refused to send anybody over to help President Trump move. So he just said, look, just clean everything out that's got, you know, that everything that's mine. And so now they're saying that everybody who helped move the boxes, everybody who touched them, is inviolate. You see how they're willing to just put anybody in jail? And this is why I keep saying, and this is why black males are gravitating towards Trump, because they see this, and yet black women have no problems with somebody being railroaded. And if they got doing the railroading, they don't care about that. And I'm just saying, that's a fool right there. I don't care how black you are, how female you are, and you don't know what's wrong with that, then that's what's wrong with you.
Really? Yeah, just amazing. There's just no rules as far as they're concerned when it comes to Trump. But like you said, he's still standing.
He's still standing.
Which means the God's the only way he's still standing. God's on his side. Mm-hmm. On his side.
He's got that oil on him. Mobile, we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we are in fact back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios. You know, I forgot to mention it yesterday, but I'll mention it today. Railroad Pizza in downtown Florida, Mississippi. Today is special, special night. This is when owner Chef Meredith comes up with a new dish or your favorite dish, and you won't find out about it unless you go to the Facebook page and look and see what the special is for this Thursday. Every Thursday, it's the special special. So that's what it is today. Check it out on Facebook. Railroad Pizza on Facebook. You can see what's going on. In fact, you can look at all delicious offerings, many of the delicious offerings they have over there. Folks, I'm telling you, she comes up with something new all the time. I mean, that's just what she does. I don't know why her husband is in 400 pounds, because this woman can cook. I'm talking about bake, fry, the whole nine yards. So check out Railroad Pizza in downtown Florida. Call in your order, 879-7700, air code 601. Make it a destination spot to go to downtown Florida. When you head it up to the Delta, you got to come out 22, stop in the town of Florida, Mississippi. Coming up 49, stop in the town of Florida, Mississippi, and dine at some of the finest establishments known to mankind. You got Railroad Pizza, and around the corner is Bill's Creole Steak Depot. Great, great, great places to eat. I enjoy them, and you will too. All right, let's go to Sylvia. Hey.
Hey, Tim.
Hey,
how's it going?
All is well. What's up?
All is well. All is well with me. I'm in a much better mood than the last couple of times I've called the show. But I wanted to tell you something. The surgery went well, moving right along. And the next thing I wanted to tell you is I was sitting outside in my apartment complex, and a young man went to the dumpster. Now, let me tell you what he did. This was a good thing. Now, on the process of him doing this, he took this bag, and, you know, he threw it up in the air to go inside the trash bin like it was a basketball hoop or something. Well, it didn't make it. So I did say, young man, could you please go and check to make sure that that bag is inside the trash can? He didn't say anything, but he did go and look.
See?
And it wasn't in the trash can, so he took the bag and he threw it like a basketball throw again, but it ended inside the trash bin. And then I said, young man, thank you very much for doing that. I greatly appreciate you doing that. And he said, you're welcome, ma'am. And that is the kind of neighborhood I live in. That other neighborhood is not like mine.
Well, how would you know that you didn't ask the other guy, the first guy?
The reason why I know that is because of the condition of the apartment complex where I was during that time period. I know you think I was being too hard on the little young man, on the little kid. I blame his parents more than I blame him because I don't think they did any teaching or home training with him. But this young man did not have an attitude, and he went ahead, picked up his trash, and put it in the bin. And I appreciate that. He was probably about 12, maybe 10, maybe 11, 11, 12. I don't think he was a teenager yet, but he's a little man. And I just greatly appreciate that. That is why I'm in a different type of neighborhood. You can talk to folks where I live. Where I was and watching that little boy, you can't talk to those folks.
Well,
you just can't.
Now, you're sounding awfully bigoted, prejudiced.
I know.
Hold on, listen. Now, that young man down there in the southern part of the city, of Jackson, as it were, wherever you were, he's just as capable of learning as the guy there in your complex. You got to give him a chance.
Yes, they are, but they have, you always talk about how black people act. You know how black mothers act with their sons.
But the mother wasn't there. You had a chance to work one-on-one with that young man and do it. Now, if he had to punch you in the eye, then I said, okay, I was wrong on that one. Suck it up. Wear some sunglasses. But you had a chance to teach. And that's what it's all about. I mean, there's no certainty that the kids are going to respond. I ran across a friend I hadn't seen in a while yesterday down at Rebel Ace Hardware there in Byram, Mississippi. And we were talking about the kids. He's always working with the young folks. And he said, man, I was over at on West Capitol getting ready to turn on, I think he said turn on to Ellis. So I guess it would have been a right-hand turn. And the young man was on his bicycle blocking his, you know, in other words, he was kind of out in the street. So he asked the young man, hey, let me make this turn. Could you pull back or get out the way or whatever? And the young man pulled his shirt up and said, you don't want none of that smoke, bro. I'm across.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the type
of
neighborhood I was in.
I know. But look, either you're going to be covered by the blood or you'll be covered in blood. Which one?
I am covered by the blood, and that's why I'm not afraid to go into the city of Jackson. That's not safe.
What if the young man had looked at you and said, looked like one of them Trump supporters? I can't trust you.
Yeah, I am a Trump supporter, and had he done that, I live in a city that I could have called the police, and they would have been out to regulate the young man like you talk about being regulated.
I'm asking you to just pump your brakes. And, you know, we have a
pump
tendency.
Pump my brakes, is that what you said?
Pump your brakes. We have a tendency to dispense grace with an eyedropper when it comes to others. And then we get one of those old shovels when it comes to dispensing grace to ourselves. So I'm just saying, just
I understand
look at
that
the opportunity.
I do that. I'm not saying that I don't. I know my flaws. I know them well. However, you know what happened to me was in Jackson. That is not a safe city. And
Is not God God everywhere?
Yes, God is everywhere. That is why I'm not letting the criminal element change what I do. But I'm not stupid to realize and think, this is not a safe spot. Let's hurry up, Lord. Do what I need to do.
Well, what about
my business?
What about the customer you picked up down there or dropped off? What type of person were they?
Well, cheap, no tip, and just a regular, everyday, as you say, black person. I'm not going to go into all that. But anyway, the folks that you talk about are the folks that I have to deal with, and I'm not happy about having to deal with
them.
Well,
let me ask you this here.
So I do pray about my attitude toward them because we walk from different walks of life. We have different type of thinking. We really do. That young man that I spoke to earlier today, somebody taught him, mom or dad, if not both, be respectful to an old gray head lady. And that child was. Now, yes, I could have told that little boy, go and pick up the trash However, I did not feel that that was the best thing to do in the type of neighborhood that I was in. And, Harold, when you call and talk about me being afraid, I'm not afraid of anything. I fear God and my mother in that order, and that's it. But I don't feel that Jackson is safe.
Okay. Do you feel like you're a racist, bigot? Are you prejudiced?
At times, I do feel like I am.
Okay.
Right, yes, well, at times I do feel like I am, because sometimes this black race does things that make absolutely no sense. And what gets me is you jump all over me, but you are hard on the black community as well as I am. Many black people.
Yeah, but you're pretty hard.
These folks that call in, like, here's the saying, Lion John. That's his name now. Here's the saying, Lion John. Call in and talk about how everything is wonderful. He was talking about a month or so ago how great the gas prices are. Well, I'd like to know how great they are now for him. The average place is like $3.09 in quality areas. You go to Madison, you're paying a pretty penny. You go to South Jackson or West Jackson, in the heart of the ghetto, that's what it was called when I was a child, you're paying a pretty penny. So the economy is not good, as the way that here's the thing Lion John says. And I know he ignores everything I have to say, and that's okay. He's still a lying individual.
Well, look.
And yes, I am hard on black folks because I expect you to act like you have some sense.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this here. How did you take it when you heard Snowball call here and I outed him about having a green-eyed girlfriend? Did that make your heart palpitate?
No, that didn't bother me. I could care less about him and his green-eyed girlfriend.
Okay.
I do think it was funny that she told him to hang up when he was on the phone with you that day. But I don't care anything about what he has to say. He's not a man as far as I'm concerned. Actually, none of you folks, here's the thing, Lion John, him, Snowball, and Walter claims to be a Christian. How can you be a Christian and be a Democrat? They believe in abortion. That should make you not want to be a Democrat right there at the beginning.
All right.
So I'm tired of these folks that get on here and act like, oh, I'm wonderful because I'm a Democrat and I support Biden. No, okay. You're an idiot.
All right. Thank you for your call, Sylvia. I'm gonna let it just marinate right there. I'm gonna see how many text messages I got here. All right, we'll talk to you in a minute. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, if y'all furniture shopping this weekend, don't forget our good friends. They're in Clinton. Clinton's only furniture store is Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery. They'll be open to 6 p.m. this evening, 6 p.m. tomorrow, 4 p.m. on Saturday, and 24 hours on the web at lewisfurniturestore.com. If your wife's dragging you all up and down the central Mississippi area looking at furniture, you can end tomorrow by stopping by Lewis Furniture Store. Again, they have those items that are unique to Lewis Furniture Store. The big box store, all their stuff seems to look the same, but they go out at Lewis Furniture Store, and their buyer finds those items that make your home stand out. That's why I say Lewis Furniture Store, home of the oohs and ahs. So won't you come? They're located right next to Nukes in Clinton on Highway 80. So again, that's lewisfurniturestore.com. And you know what? Financing is available. You will not leave there without the item of your choice. In-house financing, 90-day same as cash. Whatever you need, they can accommodate you. If you're looking for mattresses, they have it. Any room of the house can be outfitted at Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery. All right, and to Sylvia, all I'm saying is, precious, use some grace. Okay? Being right don't necessarily mean you can be better off. So just temper your comments, and, you know, everybody has the ability to receive repentance and grace, whether or not they take advantage of it. But don't just assume that a 13-year-old boy in South Jackson, a 13-year-old boy in Ridgeland are that much different. They will respond. And what I have found out, many of these kids have never been told no before in their life until you say something to them. When I had my club, I didn't even realize that. We just had rules. And many of those kids were the Wood Street kids and all those kids doing Frank's Air and all that time doing like that. But I never had any problems with them. But many of them never had any discipline until they came down there. And folks, young folks want structure. Just keep it in mind. Just show a little grace. That's all. Be lovable and huggable like Radio Strongman. Folks, hey, we are back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Want to remind you, Complete Exteriors is sponsoring the hotline number, Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. On that web presence, just click on Contact Us. Schedule a time for them to come out and give you an estimate on repairs, installation, or replacement of a roof, siding, windows, or gutters. Check it out today. All right, let's go to our best girl up there in Chattanooga, Carol. Hey, Carol.
Kim.
Carol, how you doing?
After I called the other day about my fearless pedestrian tourism of downtown Jackson, the city was Seoul, I remembered a couple of things about it. No, I was not scared and I was not afraid. But I was also, let me say this, it all came back to me. One of the evenings when I was walking, there was a group of what appeared to be Chinese males that was, I guess you would say they were on tour. And I think they also were staying at the King Edward. Now, this is one of two times that I was in Jackson right. as a tourist walking. And I was remembering very delightful restaurant that I went to. How far is the old Capitol Inn from the King Edward, Kim?
It's a good walk. It's probably a good city mile, city block mile. Uh-huh.
Oh, just a city block?
City mile, a block of, well, it's about a mile. About a mile.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about, but anyway,
the Capitol Grill
that I went to.
The old YMCA, when you say the Capitol Grill, you're talking about, because we had the old YMCA that's been turned into a bed and breakfast type thing.
No, this was the old Capitol Inn.
Okay, well, that's straight up the street from the Capitol. It's still a good walk, about 4 or 5
blocks. They have the maitre d'. It was delightful. And the individual that was in charge of, I guess you would say it was like a little golf cart, he was kind enough to even take me on his little cart back to the King Edward. Mm-hmm. And there again, I ran into the same group of what appeared to be
Chinese
Asian tourists.
Okay.
No, like Sylvia, I was not afraid because I must have had God on my side too. All praise be to Allah. Thank you, Kim, for allowing me to speak today.
Okay. All right, thank you, Carol. We appreciate it. All right, well, Carol ain't scared. Hey, you know, like I said before, me personally, I don't care for downtown at night. It's just unnecessarily dark. You know, I mean, this is before the streetlights went out or no longer work or whatever. I don't know what's going on down there. But, you know, they were all into that low light ambience crap. No. My suggestion to the business owners, man, light the place up wherever you are. I would go back to neon. Screw all that. All the climate folks worried about. Hold your breath. If you don't think there's going to be enough oxygen, you hold your breath. Do your part. But I want to see it lit up like Las Vegas. Okay? Make it feel like something's happening. Now, I know there are people who live downtown and they don't mind it. You know, that's fine. I mean, I see folks out there walking their dogs and walking their animals and things like that. And that's fine. If you feel comfortable doing that, that's fine. I'm sorry. I ain't giving them no. Where was I? I was going to Home Depot last night. And I guess it was about 8-something, about 8:15. And I saw this elderly couple. I guess they were walking around the parking lot. And I'm thinking, okay, why don't they just put a sign on that says, "Rob me." Now, she's got a little purse slung over her arm, got her little huckle shoes on, and he's got his little huckle shoes on. I'm saying, man, really? Maybe some of this crime is just because it's crime of opportunity. Now, they could just skip their little happy butts across the interstate, across the highway there and up in Ridgeland. Then they got a better chance of at least getting discovered, you know, if they got cracked in the head by Ridgeland PD. But anyway, I mean, look, if people are comfortable, God bless them. I mean, far be it for me to say. I'm just saying. I don't live where Mr. Rogers hang out. I live where the homies are. You got to pay the ghetto tax regular. And you could, they got pop-up tax collectors out there with them tools who they'll put on you. Matter of fact, I was coming down Northside today, right there at the old Walgreens, across from McDonald's. There are a church ministry out there passing out food and prayer. And they had the little cookout thing going there, and they had folks out there playing with the kids and things. Just good old, you know, I guess evangelizing, going into the community and making Jesus real. I don't know, what was the Caring Ministries or something? Some type of Caring Ministries. I think that was on the side of the truck. And hat tip to them. Look, there's plenty of work to be done, and people need prayer. So y'all keep doing what you're doing. My whole thing is that I think one of the better approaches that we can take at this juncture in Jackson's history anyway is we've got to reestablish a pecking order on how things get done and how and who things get done for. Not to say that all God's kids are not deserving, but not all God's kids can be at the front of the line. Somebody's going to have to be at the front. Somebody's going to be at the back. And I think what we need to start doing is start rewarding the people who are doing things right. Quit putting these people who are perennial screwballs up for first and everything simply because they're poor or simply because they're disadvantaged or at risk or whatever. We'll get around to you. We'll get around to you. Let's go to Dave Chancellor, Mr. Big Pop himself, the gun shows this weekend, and we had the proprietor himself on the line. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Radio hitman, what's going on today?
All is well, sir, all is well. What about with you?
Oh, I'm down here trying to finish setting up these 250 tables down here at this Clyde News Center, this big old gun show this weekend.
Well, that's a good problem to have. It's better than having to set up 100, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The more the merrier. So, folks, we're talking with Big Pop. The gun show is this weekend. It's going to be out at the Clyde Muse Center there in Pearl, Mississippi. That's the junior college for those of you not familiar with Clyde Muse, but you can see it from the interstate. You can get to it from either exit, the airport exit, or the Pearl exit, and you're right there.
We got a house full of vendors. We even got a couple of new vendors this weekend, especially St. Patrick's weekend.
Okay, what do you have?
Got the Glock guy. He's usually here, but he is here this weekend. Got a couple of custom knife dealers. You like them custom knives? Got two new custom knife dealers gonna be here this weekend.
Huh?
You know, got an extra ammo guy that hasn't been coming, so we got two ammo guys coming. So you're gonna have a little competitive competition on the ammo prices there. Yeah, but I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. I think we're gonna have some rainy weather tomorrow, but I think Saturday and Sunday is going to be pretty for us. Looking forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to the gun show. So this is your fourth time down there, third or fourth time?
Third time. Third time.
So things are going good. City of Pearl treating you right?
Everything's doing great. Fantastic. Couldn't ask for nothing no better from Mayor Jake over here in the city. Rankin County Supervisors, all good folks.
Well, that's awesome. So what's going on with the you made the transition over there. What about on the food vendor side? You got anybody coming over?
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple extra new food trucks going to be here this weekend. Okay. You caught me on in a blind spot on that. I can't call their name. I know there's supposed to be three different food trucks out here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. People got some choices there. Folks, and again, if you're thinking about, you might want to stop by the gun show this weekend if you are a food vendor and get with Dave and say, you know, hey, can I have my opportunity to come out there? And he want to know what you're offering. Because, I mean, you're not looking for folks offering sit-down dinners. You want some finger food, some folks that can carry.
Yeah, they do that finger-type food. No, sure do. But show hours is 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. It is a $10 admission for adults, and then kids 6 to 11 is only $2. Mm-hmm. Go to my website, Big Pop Gun Show website, and get you a coupon there. And also look at the upcoming show. You know, we're going to do the St. Patrick's weekend show here, and then we'll come back Father's Day weekend. We'll be back now.
Well, you keep doing it all over the state. You're doing the gun show about every month, every 2 months?
Just about one every month right now.
Wow.
Sure, we go to Batesville in April, Pascagoula, down there where that crazy squirrel lives, in May. And then we'll go back to Hattiesburg in July, and Laurel, September, Pascagoula in November. Man, I'm stretched out. Philadelphia in December. I say stretched out.
Well, what are some of the hot items or at the gun shows of the last couple of shows you've done?
The hot items have been everybody hunting ammunition. Mm. They want plenty of bullets and lead.
Yeah.
That's been the hot items. You know, we've been at Law the other day, and I seen 18 Henry Golden boys come into the show.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen that many Henrys at the NRA event years. But they was a pile of Golden boys came in. It was a big board, you know, some 45s, some 44s, and, I mean, not 45, 4570, I'm sorry, 4570. Uh-huh. And there was some nice ones. They was wanting to do a little trading. I don't know what was going on with that.
And you're going to have your gun holster guy down there? That's the guy that fabricates the gun holsters? Is he there?
No, he's not able to make it this weekend. The holster guy's not. Sure not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can still get some good holsters out there, folks.
I got a holster person that will be here, but not the custom made holster.
Right.
And I do have two holster people here, but not the custom made.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is a great time, folks, to stock up on ammo. This is a great time to meet new friends. If you got something you're looking to trade, this is the place you can do it at on this Saturday and Sunday at the Clyde Muse Center there in Pearl, Mississippi. Get off on the Pearl exit or the airport exit. And then if you get off the airport exit, come down there to the red light at Mescali, make a left, and you can't miss it. You see pop signs out everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We have the signs up. You know, we got 6 months. We got 6 months to make a lot of people change their mind, Kim. You know, November's here in 6 months.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And
you got to get some people to change their mind on this election.
Yeah, we got to go in another direction. We got to save America one more last time, and we need everybody's shoulder against the wheel. And while you're at the gun show, make sure you sign up for the organizations that help maintain our gun rights. That's the Gun Owners of America, NRA, and everybody else who's out there. Pick one, but get involved. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
So you guys got an auction going on? I mean, not auction, but you got a raffle going on there?
No, I hadn't got one this weekend. I have one other day, but not this weekend. Okay. He's tied up this week.
Okay. All right. What about door prizes?
Oh, yeah. Hourly door prize. I'm sorry. Every hour we give away two $20 gift certificates. Make sure you scan the QR code and fill out the door prize slip. So you get two chances of winning. Okay. Yeah, every hour we give away two $20 gift certificates.
That is awesome. So we would encourage everybody this weekend, make it Saturday or Sunday, or make it both days. And if you got something to trade, something to sell, something to barter with, this is the time to do it. Big Pop is in town again. Anything else you got for us, Pop?
That's about it right now. We're just getting ready for this weekend.
All right, brother. We're going to remind them again on tomorrow, okay?
Yep. See y'all tomorrow.
All right. All right.
Saturday.
See you Saturday and Sunday. Doors open.
Saturday and Sunday, yep.
All right. Appreciate you, buddy. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, we want to Hat tip to Carol, the one of the braver ones. Of course, she ain't got no fear. She's in the nation, so she got some backup. She know a few moves. But anyway, we do a hat tip to her and Sylvia for. And here's the thing, John. They go places where other folks won't go. Folks with sense. Anyway, here's the deal, folks. I want to remind you, you're thinking about putting your home on the market because you're getting near the springtime and people saying, okay, I need to get this house sold and get into the new school district for the new year. Well, while you're out interviewing agents, don't forget Rita Results Jensen, our girl Rita. Folks, Results is her middle name. She gets things did. That's right. You need to put that house on the market. And I'm going to tell you now, if you're ambivalent, you're not really certain, because I've had people say, oh, I didn't know it was going to move that fast. Well, that's why I'm telling you now. Before you get Rita, you got to be clear in your mind, this got to happen, because she's going to make it happen. She puts the marketing muscle behind every transaction. It's the way she rolls. She's just obsessed with doing a great job, to the point where she guarantees the sale of your home. Dude, that's confidence. Rita Results Jensen, RitaJensen.net. That's Rita, JENSEN.net. Or give her a call, 601-720-4037. And if you're looking for a buyer agent to represent you, none better than Rita. She gets the job done, folks. She's thorough. She knows everybody up and down the food chain in the real estate business. So she can tell you exactly what's going on, who you need to see, and how you need to do it. Rita, a result, Jensen, 601-720-4037. All right, folks, with no further ado, you know, the legislature, I don't know how this is going to turn out with this Medicaid expansion. The Senate has put in their version of the Senate bill. Because the House passed theirs and they sent it over to the Senate. So it's going to go to conference. But I don't know if it's going to make, I don't know if it's going to survive. I don't think it's going to survive. But as it relates to Medicaid expansion, I was reading an email from Dana Criswell, Criswell. And he's saying the same thing that I'm saying, that you saw Magnolia Tribune say the same thing. You know, Why can't we just go more towards trying to develop the state economically where people can buy their own insurance? And see, this is one of the things, as I was saying and as I've noticed about the morass that Jackson finds itself in. The problem is we got all our efforts being geared towards the people who produce the less. That's just the math don't math on that. It's just not feasible to do it that way. I don't care how much compassion you have. That's not wise. It's not economically wise. It doesn't paper out. But we've gotten to the point now where they try to make you feel like you're a bad guy if you want to just, hey, do the common sense things, the things that work, the things that fill our cupboards to overflowing down through the years. You want us to depart from that and go with your sense of compassion? I'm not interested. So if I can't recruit you to do something sensible, you ain't recruiting me to do something stupid. End of story. This is why... when you hear me talk about courage and the ability to stand on business, as the young folks say, this is what you got to do. We're allowing these people to run roughshod over us because we want to be seen as, oh, he's such a nice person. Screw that. Call me a butthole. But you ain't doing that here. And when you get done taking that stance, guess where the people who oppose you want to live? They want to live with you. This is why I keep saying the Christian patriots and rednecks, the white folks, black folks, good folks. We got the secret sauce. The losers don't have it. So why are we allowing them to tell us how things are going to get done? Seeing them sitting around with their lips pooched out should make you happy. That means you're doing something right. The fact that they sit around and sulk like a 14, 15-year-old girl all the time, so? All they're going to get is a good government, good leadership, good stewardship, and damn it, they're going to like it. So this is why they don't like Daddy Trump, because Trump comes in there like the dad and said, no, he breaks all that foolishness up at the door. And that's what Americans are pining for. Black, white. They say Trump's support amongst Hispanics is higher than it is amongst blacks. Remember, they painted him since 2015 that he was a racist because of his border stance and that all the people coming across the border aren't good and that the country sending these people aren't sending their best. All things that have turned out to be the case. See, when you know that you know that you know, stand on it. You ain't got to be scared. These people are nuts. Besides whatever else is wrong with them. Same way it is on Medicaid. Bruh, I do have empathy for those on Medicaid, but do you know what? There are so many medical professionals out there. You know, you got to avail yourself of it. But there are people out there who are willing to help you. There are programs out there. There's a couple of church groups that are out there that offers the health insurance. And listen, when you're going through, it's like being in prison. I can have all the hard stances I want while I'm out here on the outside. Let me go to jail. Free Kim! Free Kim! Get me up out of here. But that don't mean that the rest of society should throw common sense through the wind because I'm appealing to your sense of compassion. You got it. Well, Kim, you know, he is a serial killer now. You don't want him back out here on these streets. But I'm going to swear up and down. I'm going to change mine. Because that's what human nature does. That's why when you hear me talk about people being keepers of the keys, these are the elders in our society, if you will, who understands and can see the parade from beginning to end in terms of how life evolves and how human beings are. But if you just think that the world started the day that you were born and that everything that you've learned means that you have the totality of human suffering, history, and human nature and everything, thou art a fool and going to get caught every time. And that's one of the reasons why you see our community in the position that it's in. Because those who were the keepers of the keys in our community either killed off or died off or paid off. And so we have 13-year-olds pulling up their shirt letting you know you don't want none of this smoke. And it goes, I understand what Sylvia is saying, but you're going to have to put yourself out there. This good society we talk about ain't going to roll in on the wheels of inevitability, as Dr. King would say. You got to put some skin in the game. And this is what I was telling my friend the other day who gave me some good advice, made a good observation, that the world is not going to be secured by nice people. It's going to be secured by buttheads. People who get ignorant at the appropriate time and show their red baboon booty and stomp some order back into society. Because what I have set back, you know, I used to be in the nation. But what I have set back, and as I studied human history, say what you will about the Gentile. But after they got done kicking butt everywhere, the societies that they created, it's been pretty peaceful. But now, if you were part of that era when things had to get regulated, yeah, you caught a whole lot of hell. But you know what? The people in Haiti right now are catching hell. The people in Rwanda caught hell. The people in Cuba, all over the world, Gaza, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Syria, all these countries, China. When you don't have the whip hand, you catch hell. That's why what I see black people doing, fighting on behalf of people who would subjugate humankind, and we just as happy as a punkin' boys town about our role in helping humanity get subjugated because we're silly people. And our leadership is vacuous, spiritually bereft in so many instances. And we're in a precarious situation. That's why this is the time you got to be plain spoken. If you're out there trying to win friends and see your name in light, I'd rather for people to hate me for who I am than to love me for who I'm not. Folks, it's just time. It's time. whether the rest of the world figures it out, understands the lateness of the hour or not, doesn't remove your responsibility if you do. But see, you looking around to see who's with me. Nah, Hoss, that's not what it is. And that's the problem that I see in the black community now. Black people look around and see everybody else thinking like this, everybody else saying these silly things. They feel confident in that because they don't have a moral compass that will tell them, no, this ain't right. So when I speak with the certitude that I do, I get, oh, you hate people. You hate black people. Nah, bro, you're doing it wrong. And you don't know enough of right and wrong, obviously, to even tell that you're in the wrong. So you don't consider what I'm saying and doing as a favor, which is fine. But you cannot avoid the consequences of being wrong. And neither can I. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Thursday. Hotline number, Complete Exteriors, bringing it to you. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave. What do you say, Dave?
Hey, what up with Uncle Ken? Hey, I just wanted to touch on what you were talking about consequences, and I just wanted to really emphasize the lack thereof, especially in the corner of parenting, because, you know, we see two things, and that's the most amount of single home or single parent families ever, and the highest amount of youth violence, youth crime, and youth just belligerent, negligent, just ignorant, just activity. And, you know, I think people have gotten uncomfortable with the consequences, because I'm watching a interview with Monique and Shay Shay, and Monique was talking about how telling the truth is important. You know, people are rewarding people for lying and for, you know, not standing on the moral high ground, and that just goes back to the consequences, because one, at the end of the day, no matter what happens on earth, God decides all. So if you're not fighting for the right, then you're not on the fence. You know how it is. You got to either pick a side, left or right. There is no in the middle. If you lukewarm, he will spit you out. So you have to be righteous in his name, and you have to pass that on to your kids. That is your duty as a parent, single or not. And I think one of the most important things to teach a young boy before he hits the age of 7 to 13 is the value and the meaning of the word no. If your kid does not respond correctly to the word no the first time around, you have a problem in your hands.
Teach
because
day.
Guess what? If you tell them no at the store and they throw a temper tantrum and right, you getting embarrassed, they're going to start stealing things. They're going to break the rules. And guess what? You may not want to beat your kid, but say no to a police officer when he's trying to detain you and you trying to run away. What happens? You get shot, black, white, Mexican, it don't matter.
That's right.
Let's say you steal from a store. People want to chop your hands off for stealing. So a slap on the wrist versus life or limb, and people too scared to just slap up, like, come on now.
That's right.
Come on. What are we doing?
Brother, you nailed it with that. And, you know, about the no, I mean, you're absolutely right. And see, we sit back and act like it's everybody else's problem. It would be ideal if both parents was in the household. But in the absence of that, you, the parent that's there, you do what's right.
At the same time, hey, don't forget about the village. You know, you gotta.
Hello? Uh-oh.
Person. You can't just sit there idly. You have to help. It takes a village to raise a child. And if you ignore your community, your community will ignore you. And that's humans' greatest power is networking, sharing information, sharing good things, sharing bad things, sharing the report that your son is acting up in school. You know, like, we got to be looking out for each other.
That's right. You hear that, Sylvia? That's words from Dave. Appreciate that, Dave. Thank you, brother.
Hey, just wanted to put it in there for you.
All right, man.
Talk to you later.
Good kid. He's good. He's good, I'm telling you. But, you know, he's absolutely right about the no stuff, you know. That's my whole point. Folks, we're putting up with too much crap. Quit giving people excuses because they're going to take them. You give yourself an excuse, you'll take it. Just demand. See, I'm operating from the assumption that we're mainstreaming all Jacksonians. Everybody's capable of doing something. I don't want to hear that stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. Okay, so if we don't feed you, you won't even know it because you're crazy. Okay? I ain't that crazy. I still want to eat. Nah. We're taking you for your word. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, man? Miss Sylvia, you need to pump the brakes. I want to go down there. I need to get her number. I'd like to ride around Jackson tonight and prove John wrong on that. I'm going to bring Sig with me. But, you know, like the dude just got off the radio. He's right. These kids, you know, used to you could holler at a kid back then. You know, they would kind of listen. But now they're not scared. Everything they watch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to Miss Carol, we only have one guy in Mississippi, and that's Christ.
That's right. But, I mean, you know, she's welcome to accept who she wants. But at the end of the day, we know. And you know what? Everybody knows. Satan knows. The government knows. Because everybody else's name you can call out. Just don't call out Jesus' name.
Hey, Kim, I'll send you a picture. I just got a blessing. I'm out here working on my Jeep, watching my dog run around. Man, I got bullfrogs in my pond.
Uh-oh. You got lunch?
Chicken leg. I'll send you a picture, man. I'm like, I heard some whoop. I'm like, ooh, I got to get the grease hot. I got to let them, you know, produce. You know, give them time. Yeah. I'm not going to go in there and kill the litter. I got to give them time. Yeah. Let them get established. Yeah. Then I go in there and just, you know, select pick.
That's right.
This is me up here in the dog, you know, so I'm blessed.
Man.
Food everywhere.
Frog legs and cat head biscuits, bro.
What you talking about? The grease and the gravy.
Hook a brother up. Don't forget your brother when you come into the kingdom of them frog legs.
Hey, you going to the show this weekend? I'm going to go
Saturday. I am.
I need some more of that ammo.
Yeah, I'll probably have to go Sunday because I got something up on Saturday.
But, right. Yeah. I'm just going to see what the weather's going to do.
Yeah.
And everything. All right, Kim, be blessed, be safe. But Miss Sylvia, be safe out there, baby.
Travel light.
Just travel. I understand where she's coming from. Sometimes you gotta bite your tongue.
There you go. That's right. You just gotta bite your tongue. You're right. All right. Appreciate you, Chris.
All right, be blessed.
All right, we got the right Reverend Bishop Bullwinkle on the line. Walter.
Hey, man, what's going on? I just want to respond to Sylvia. If she needs to read the Bible when you discredit or talk about a man of God or a woman of God, she needs to read the Bible. But what I want her to do, and I challenge her, to find on the Democratic platform where we are believing abortion. I want her to find that. And if she doesn't find it, I challenge her to humble her so-called Christian self, if she's a real Christian, and apologize for making that statement.
The challenge is out there. She's listening.
Okay. I want her to find it. Well, we say we believe in abortion. And what's so sad about her is that she believes in pro-life. And the sad part, when God asks her, he's going to ask her at the gate. He says, so you believe in pro-life. Where were you when they were disproportionately putting black folks in jail? Where were you?
Whoa. Where is that happening?
Where were you when they didn't want to extend Medicaid to help the fetus to develop in black women and white women?
Geez.
Where were you standing up? You could stand up.
Show us the evidence that you are these things that you say that these things are being opposed by who?
Okay.
You're just making it up, Walt. You just throwing out talking points.
How am I making it up when your governor said that when the governor extended it 60 months for mothers with babies, so that they can have the prenatal, postnatal care.
They already getting that stuff. This was some extra money that came down during COVID, bro.
Damn, why did it take so long for them to do that?
Bruh.
Huh?
Bruh.
They just did it this year.
Listen.
So again.
They were having babies before they had Medicaid.
again, Kim,
Walt,
that Mississippi has one of the highest mortality rates among babies for African-American women. Now it's creeped over.
It don't look like it. I'm seeing babies everywhere.
Now that it's creeped over.
I got robbed by a two-year-old. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
we got Bobcat on the line. Hold up. Bobcat want to regulate you.
I just got one question for the racist preacher. Where did Kamala Harris speak today?
I don't care what she speaks. She spoke. I don't give a hoot about it.
Answer
where
the question.
Spoke. What does that have to do with you wanting? What question you got to ask me, Bob? Just ask me a question.
Where is abortion, supporting abortion in the Democrat platform? You ask an impossible question looking for an
impossible
answer.
How's that an impossible question?
I'm just doing a whataboutism. Where did Kamala speak today?
That's how you bring in ignorant black people. What if this happened? What about that? That's why you and Kim good friends.
You started
Listen.
Give me facts, bro.
That was your opening.
You guys do support abortion. You know whether you have it in your platform or not.
Where we support abortion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Show me. Show me where it's written that we support abortions.
And I simply ask you, where did Kamala Harris speak today? Actions speak louder than words.
What did Joe Biden say at the State of the Union there, preacher?
Okay, again, the question is, we believe that women should have the right to choose what they want.
But what do you do? Don't tell me what you say you believe. Okay. You believe that you, well, we're going to go there, but
okay,
the bottom line is, what did he say at the State of the Union?
No. Where does it say we believe in abortion? Just please tell me.
No.
Don't
Joe Biden said y'all did it at the State of the Union, brother.
It's a simple question.
Walter, I gave you a simple answer, and it's, listen.
Show me.
Did you watch this?
Print it out and send it to me in an email.
I ain't sending you nothing, bro. I'm not doing your homework. You know better, Reverend.
Because you're lying. You're lying.
I am incapable of that, sir.
Okay. At the end of the day, y'all just show me. If not,
bye.
Apologize.
Bye. Bye,
apologize.
Reverend. Bishop Bullwinkle, got to go. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go to who's that?
Eugene.
Oh, let's go to Eugene. Hey, brother. You're on the air. Hello.
Kim Wade.
Yes.
Hey, this is Eugene.
Hey.
Look, to answer Walter's question is about where does the Democrats say that they support abortion?
Right.
Look, there are two ways to say a thing. You can express it or imply it.
Mm.
The Democrats say that they support abortion by their actions.
Yeah, and speaking
to imply through their actions,
and to that point, in 2022, Democrats staked their House majority on abortion. Abortion policy has been featured in 1/3 of the party's broadcast TV ads in 2022. Folks, these people are just evil, and Walter knows that, but he doesn't care because he's trying to make a political point rather than hold up the bloodstained banner. Eugene, that's a great point, brother.
Kamala Harris said today that to not support abortion is immoral.
Yeah, she's sick.
It's immoral to not support abortion. That's crazy. It's immoral to support abortion.
Well, there it is, Walter. What else you need, my friend? And what'd you say? They can do it in deed or in word? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you can express it or imply it. There's always two ways to say a thing. You can express it verbally, or you can imply it.
Well, there you go, Walt.
You got support.
Bam! In your face, Walt. Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate that, man. Good info. Good info. And folks, and see, this is what I was saying. They keep somebody there.
Jerry.
We got Jerry on the line. Let's get Jerry in here before we get out the door. Hey, Jerry.
Mayor-elect Wade, how are you, sir?
How you doing, my friend?
Man, look, y'all are missing it. Walter just handed you the biggest grenade for the Democrat arguing point that we could ever ask for.
Let's hear it.
His whole premise was, show me where it's written, yes or no.
True.
That's his argument, right?
Right.
Because
right.
It's not written, it's not so. He just got rid of every single argument from 2008 until now about institutional racism and racism, period.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole point is, oh, well, they're doing it under the table or in the back room and this, that, and the other. okay, show me where it's written that they will not lend money to this group of people. Show me where it's written they won't rent a house to this group of people. Did it happen back in the 60s and 50s? Heck yeah, it did. But it wasn't written down. No, it said right there, lend money or rent house or sell car. So if it's not written down, apparently it's not real.
It didn't happen. Well, excellent observation, my man. Oh, Jerry, appreciate it. Walter, again, bam, in your face, sir. You know, folks, and this is what they keep handing up to us. It's always death, destruction, and murder. Nothing the Democrat Party platform, its legislations, or its talking point pushes affirms life. That's all you need to understand. And if you don't understand that and you carrying the bloodstained banner, you need to really look at the commission that you said that you're on and by whom you were sent, because it may not be who you claim. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, we're going to have to turn our palms up. 2024 is the year of the mirror. Don't get caught lacking, Walt. Don't get caught lacking, Wade. Turn your caps around. Folks, we're going to take a break. Be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.